Dodge City and in the territory on west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Hold up, Martin. Hold it.
Going to make camp?
No.
Likely clearing over there.
I see it.
Well, then what do you want to... Oh. Give me my gun, will you?
Just take it easy. Just keep looking at them. They'll come out in their own time. We'll wait. You could see him standing quiet in the shadow of the trees 100 yards off the trail. Then they knew we'd seen him, and they came riding out into the clearing. Slow. Cheyennes. Three of them. Young, wearing the pants of white men. One of them had what looked like a woman's blouse around his neck. And tied to their saddles were copper kitchen things that made sharp noise in the still evening. They were close to us now. You could see the shine of the hair grease. Then they were swinging past onto the trail. Back along the way we'd come.
Gee, you should get a whiff of that liquor.
Yeah. You've
been up to something. Lots of trouble in those Indians. Killing trouble, I'd say.
Maybe.
You're the law. How come you didn't ask questions?
When you ask questions, you gotta wait for answers, and that can lead to a lot of grief. My job's to take you back to Dodge City.
You figure they were waiting to bushwhack us?
I wouldn't say.
Lousy murdering devils. If I had me a gun,
You'd do some more shooting, wouldn't you, Martin?
What's the matter, Marshal? You afraid of Indians?
I'm respectful of any man that's got enough liquor in him to make him mad. He does things sudden-like. You ought to know that, Martin.
Huh?
Likely you're gonna hang for it. Now, let's get moving. I'd caught up with Leeds Martin this side of the North Fork heading west. He'd done murder. Two we knew of in my territory and more I'd heard tell about in Comanche country. He was a drifter. Maybe that's why he drank, or maybe because he had other reasons. But it had made him bad. He'd been bad for a long time. I reckoned riding easy would get us to Dodge City in about 3 days. We were traveling light and there was plenty of game along the way. At dusk, we made camp on a low rise overlooking the trail. Martin turned the buffalo meat over a fire, and I watched him.
How do you like it, Marshal?
Enough to take the chill off.
The way I always say, a man should ought to eat meat. What's ailing him?
Yeah, maybe he smells something.
Such as?
Indians.
Those ones we flushed on the trail back there?
Maybe.
How'd he figure?
We're being followed.
They've been... You certain?
I said maybe.
Well, what do you aim to do about it?
Nothing. They stay out of my way. I don't look for trouble with them.
But they're Cheyennes. They got guns. You saw them. Marshal, listen. I got a right to protect myself. You give me my gun.
You afraid, Martin?
I ain't afraid of nothing.
That's good. The meat's burning.
I notice you stay back in the shadow. I get in the light of the fire. They pick me off first, did they?
It's an idea.
Not for me,
but
it ain't.
I'm going to tell you something, Martin. We got a lot of riding and camping to do together. Now, you can make it easy or tough for yourself. That's up to you. Right now the meat's burning. I don't like my meat burned.
Take it off.
I'm saying to you, mister, you travel the way you want. I'd as soon tie you on the back of your horse and let you eat and sleep there.
You talk big with my gun, Marshal.
That's right. Are you going to do the cooking or am I?
Many days you say before we reach Dodge?
3, about. Here. Thank you.
Now,
sit over there, will you?
Well, oh, now, give me a break, Marshal. I'm a sitting duck.
You'll be all right. The rocks will protect you.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me close by?
Uh-uh.
I haven't got a gun.
Yes, yeah, so you said.
Well, how about a knife? I gotta cut my meat.
Use your teeth. Now, go over, Martin. I'm hungry. We ate. Martin on a rock about 12 feet off, tearing at the meat in his hands. The whites of his eyes showing animal-like as he looked about, cautious, listening. I had a notion to rope him up for the night, but with the Cheyennes around, I couldn't do it. He wouldn't have stood a prayer. So I knew I'd have a double watch to keep Martin and the Indians. I let the fire die. And the dark came down on us. And with it, the night sounds. A couple of hours moved by.
Dylan. Dylan! You asleep?
No.
You hear that?
I heard.
Well, it didn't sound like no proper noise to me.
You better get some sleep.
Oh, I ain't no sleeping mood. You got some tobacco?
Yeah. Here.
Dylan, what's my chances?
I'm a marshal, not a jury.
You know, though.
If it was me had to say, you'd hang.
You like to see a man die, don't you? Gives you a kick. How many you shot down just for the fun, huh, Dylan? How many?
There's no pleasure in it. Was there for you? Not that it matters, but how many were there for you?
Since I was a kid or since I was a man grown?
Both?
6. And 2 inches. And you know something? I always got pushed into a gunfight. I ain't saying it's right to do what I've done. But I've had a string of bad luck.
Uh-huh.
Like them 2 in Dodge, Marshal. They started a fight. No reason. I was faster on the draw is all. And that's always the way it's been.
The doc says those boys were plugged in the back.
He's a liar.
Sure.
What's that? What's that?
Stay where you are. I'm going to take a look.
You ain't going to leave me here without my gun, are you? They'll come.
Keep your back to the rocks. You'll be all right. Now, shut up. They were out there, all right. Somewhere. Waiting. In front of me, the rise sloped down and melted away. And the darknesses that were brush and rock became alive. I got down on all fours. And I eased my gun into my hand. I reached down for a stone. And threw it.
Dylan, you okay?
Dillon!
I doubt they'll try again tonight. Oh. You better get some sleep, Martin. They got a lot of riding come daybreak. The half light of morning came late. It was the grayness of clouds that held it back. Martin rode down ahead of me, his face as gray as the sky, eyes small for want of sleep. 100 yards from where I'd seen the flash of the Cheyenne's carbine, we saw the Indian lying on his back, staring up out of dead sockets. I buried him, took the rifle, and we rode on east.
Still trailing us. You can see him a mile or so back.
I know.
Well, what are you going to do? Wait for night? Let him try and get us again?
How would you figure to handle it?
Oh, ride back. Get on their tails and finish
them. I'd have to give you your gun to do that.
Yeah.
We'll keep going.
All he'd have to do is wait for him to get in range. I could pick him off and put two of them.
Forget it.
Listen, I'm not going
you
to...
You talk too much, Martin. You talk too much about killing. Not close up.
Hey, look. There's a cabin, see?
Yeah, I see it.
We could get fresh water. Maybe I could buy me some tobacco, huh? Well, what do you say, Marshal?
There's no harm in it. The way you smoke, what I've got isn't going to last us in the dark.
Yeah, come on.
Out and back getting the washing off the line before it rains. I saw some hanging.
Yeah. Hello there. Can we get some water?
Hey, there must be a kid here. Look, rag doll laying over there.
Come on.
Hold him. Marshal, look at that.
Inside the cabin, a man was lying face down. In his outstretched hand, he clutched a broken milk pitcher. The woman was sprawled against the wall. And the kid, she was maybe 5 or 6. All alone, small, hunched up against the bed. Those Cheyennes sure had a lot of hate in them.
The second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment, but first, a reminder. Be a good example to your child. Make him know that he's loved and wanted. Give him regular religious training and help make your community a better place in which to live and grow. Now, the second act of Gunsmoke.
Injuns done it. The Cheyennes. They done it. They'd kill a kid. Marshal, you see this. They done it. You wouldn't give me my gun. You wouldn't go after the dirty... I never done anything like this. But me, you're going to take...
We'll bury him out back.
You're worse. You're worse than me. You're worse than the Cheyennes. We'll bury him out back. That's all they are to you. Something dead, so you bury it. You've got nothing in you at all. Nothing.
Shut up.
Now, don't tell me about the dead. You do your killing and everything's on your side. So what's the difference with this? Just because some crazy liquored Indians did it. What do you think the wives of the men you shot say about you back in Dodge? What makes you so different? You think maybe because you're not a Cheyenne that makes you innocent and only them guilty? Now come on, we'll bury him out back.
Big drops of water were falling as I threw a last handful of earth on the kid's grave. We'd put her rag doll to sleep with her. And the killer, Leeds Martin, said a prayer half remembered from a long time ago.
Now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, if I die before I wake,
I pray the Lord my soul
to take. I pray the Lord my soul to take.
We'll wait in the cabin until the storm gives over.
What about the Indians?
Right now, they're going to get wet. Later, I'll take care of them. All right, we'll tie up the horses over there by the post.
Get out! Now,
stay on your belly. Keep close to the cabin.
Where'd that come from?
Off to the right there. Keep your head down. And when I say, we'll make a run for the door. Get inside. You all right?
Yeah, kick some dust in my eye.
All right.
Hit one of the horses.
Are you ready?
You're going to let him get away with it? You're going to run? Won't you shoot back?
They're out of pistol range. We're going inside. All right, come on.
You're Lily. I should have figured it. Just a lot of fat talk.
I'm going over to the window, Martin. You stay where I can see you. If you move one inch, I'll blow your ears off.
Now, I know why you won't give me my gun. It isn't for me. It's so you won't have to make a play for the Indians. You're scared, Martin. Don't you turn your back on me between here and Dodge. Because if you do, you'll never turn around again.
The rain made everything a gray curtain. I could see a horse moving to the cabin for shelter, and as it came close, I saw it was mine. On the saddle was my rifle, and I had to get it. I had to go outside again for that. The Cheyennes had been well out of pistol range. You could tell from the sound of their shots. And I didn't think they'd have the stomach to get too close. Not yet. I waited about 10 minutes. And then...
What are you going to do?
We're going out, tie up the horse, and get my rifle and back in.
Suppose they're waiting for us.
They're not, but if they are, like you say, I'm not turning my back on you, so you'll go first. Now open the door.
I ain't going to do it.
Open the door, Martin.
You ain't got guts enough to pull that trigger.
I don't want to shoot you. Open it.
Now!
You hear me? Go on, outside. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Boy. Yeah. Easy now. Easy now. All right, get the pack off, Martin. Whoa, boy. Holy boy, easy. Easy now. All right, come on. That's a boy. All right, tie him up, Martin. All right, let's get out of this rain. The afternoon dragged by, and with a storm came a chill. We got a fire going. I kept my watch at the window. An eye on the horse, an eye on Martin. He wasn't talking much now, just moving around the cabin, looking at things. The way you do when you try to find out what people are and what they own. It got darker. The rain didn't let up. We drank hot coffee and ate. Martin found a guitar and propped himself up on the bed. Get your boots off the bed.
Why?
You're getting mud all over it.
Who's going to care?
I do. You wouldn't understand why. Now get them off.
Aim to sit by that window all night, Marshal?
As long as I have to.
You'll need some sleep by and by.
Don't worry, I'll hogtie you if I do.
Engines might get you when you sleep.
I'll get you, too.
How come a man and woman come to a place like this to settle and raise a kid?
Lots of room, maybe. Work in the earth. There's reasons.
All crazy. What did it get him?
I don't know, Martin. That's the way it goes.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I'm ready for some sleep.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to tie me. A man gets all stiff. Sleep's hard to come by then.
I'm going to tell you something, Martin. Some men, an ordinary man, even if he's done murder, I might trust in a fix like this. You're not like that. I don't understand you. You run hot and cold. There's something wrong inside your head. I don't trust that. All right, now get started on your feet. I'll knot it tight. Huh? Take your boots off first.
I could do with a drink.
Make another loop there. All right, now pull it tight. All right. I'm going to finish it, Martin. Now keep your hands behind your head and lie down flat.
Sure.
Why, you crazy son. I'm not even started with you yet, Martin. Now get up. I should have done that a long time ago. Now you hear what I'm saying, Martin. I don't like you. You're making a lot of trouble. I could save the law a bother by throwing you to the Indians right now or doing it myself, but you're going to stand trial. If I have to drag you at the end of the rope, you're going back. Now get up on that bed and stay there. He didn't have any more fight that night. I roped him up and dozed a little myself. But by morning, when the rain let up, I could see that he was cocky again. Ready, waiting for another chance. Outside, the sun was breaking through and there was a smell of freshness, green and wet. The horse was nibbling at some timothy going along the cabin wall. There was the sound of the cow wanting to be milked.
You think those Cheyennes are gone?
They might be. I doubt it, though.
Funny they ain't tried to pick off your horse.
Probably want it alive. You finished your coffee?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. What are you doing with the guitar?
Taking it with me for company. They don't need it.
Put it back. Put it back.
Seem like you're just bound to make things tough for me, Marshal.
Seems that way, doesn't it? Well, it's a nice day, Martin. We ought to make some distance to dodge today.
You're going to let the Cheyennes get away with this, huh?
They won't get away with it. Now, come on. We doubled up on my horse and took it easy for the morning.
You could see for miles around. It was that kind of clearness. And then we were heading for a shallow canyon with rocks and boulders dotting the floor. There'd been no sign of the Cheyennes until we entered the mouth.
Jump! Come on, boy. Hiya! All right, behind the rocks, Martin. Get out!
Yeah, persistent, aren't they?
Man's a fool to ride into a trap.
He sure is.
Give me my gun, will you? Give it to me. I want to get just one of them. Just one.
Sorry, Martin. You'll have to sit this one out.
You don't understand. Got him. Oh, please, Marshal. Please, I give you my word. Please, let me get the other one. Please, I'll give you back the gun, Marshal. No. I won't make no trouble. Now, please,
no,
Marshal.
No, I can't, Martin. Please, just Marshal. Sweat it out. It won't be long.
Look at... Marshal, please, just
now listen
one...
to me. I'm going to edge around those rocks down the canyon.
Oh, Marshal,
I should be able to pick him off from there. Now, you stay put here. You understand?
Marshal.
You'll be all right. You stay here. I crawled my way up Marshal, the canyon, please. Sneaking behind brush, boulders, anything for cover. And up on the lip of the canyon, I could see a movement, a flash of color. And that was when Martin's raised up. He had a couple of rocks in his hands the size of small melons, and he ran like a jack, dodging back and forth and heading straight for the Indian.
No, no, Martin! Martin, get down! Get down!
The Indian slid down and landed no more than 10 feet from Leeds Martin. They were both dead when I got there. The Cheyenne shot had got Martin square in the head. I took my prisoner's body back with me to Dodge City.
Now, sir, there's just no accounting for some men's ways, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, you never know, Chester. You never know. I didn't like him, but you never know.
Must have been crazy, in a way.
I couldn't figure out why he did it. Until I found this in his pocket. Here, take a look.
Well, it's a kid, Mr. Dillon. Picture of a little girl. Looks like he'd carried it for a long time.
Yeah. Maybe he had a kid once. You never know. And like you say, it's just no accounting.
Gunsmoke, transcribed under the direction of Norman MacDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was especially written for Gunsmoke by Anthony Ellis, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Leeds Martin was played by Larry Dobkin. Parley Bear is Chester. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Here's our exciting free offer again. You may have for your entire family a free convention handbook. Send a postcard with your name and address to Time, CBS, Chicago 90, Illinois. That's Time, CBS, Chicago 90, Illinois. Don't wait, the conventions are coming. Your copy's waiting. This is Roy Rowan speaking. And remember, Playhouse on Broadway brings you outstanding dramas and comedies every Sunday night on the CBS Radio Network.
KNX Los Angeles, where Gene Autry rides the range every Saturday at 8:30 p.m.